As we enter into the great mystery of our redemption at the beginning of Holy Week, the Church reminds us, with the blessing of palms in that procession, with the solemn reading of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, that this week is holy because of the one who has saved us from what we did to ourselves and from which we could never, ever save ourselves. I would ask you, in these last days of the great penitential season of Lent, and as we approach the sacred Paschal Triduum, to reflect each day, just take 5 minutes, but reflect each day on two persons mentioned in St. Luke's narration of the Passion: Simon of Cyrene and St. Dismas, the good thief. In both cases, it is Jesus who draws them into his life, his death, and ultimately his resurrection. Simon is made to help Jesus carry his cross. When he got up that day, did he ever think this would be part of it? Probably not. But Jesus enters his life and his life is changed. Dismas, a criminal, by his own admission, a bad man. By his own admission, being justly punished. Crucified a few feet away from the one who is innocent. And in the midst of his suffering, he sees this. He defends Jesus and simply asks, "Lord, remember me." In a matter of seconds, Dismas gains heaven. I ask you to reflect on these two persons. Reflect on the Passion, most certainly. But see in both Simon and Dismas yourselves. Have the courage to bear your cross with Christ. Have the courage, no matter what you may have done, come to Christ in confession and simply beg that he not forget you. You will have that, and you will have the cleansing grace of absolution. The power of the presence of Christ among us is something we simply should never forget. The power of His mercy is something we should never, ever be afraid to seek, because we will find it, because we will find Him. And so Holy Week begins. It's a week that is signed by and identified with the cross. Be grateful, as I know you are, but put your gratitude into action. Receive the sacrament of penance. Receive the very source and summit of our lives, the most holy Eucharist. Follow Jesus. Allow His Blessed Mother to take you by your hand. Walk with Him.